Final hour of the show, the hashtag fastest 4 hours in radio. It is sponsored by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Wow. It is J-Mart and Ramon. The Ramon part is here. Jason Martin, the day off. I'm Will Bowling. Great to be hanging out with you. Where Titans fans are going through it, and understandably so. Lots of your reaction to the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline, and lots more still to discuss in our fourth and final hour this morning. Ron Slay coming up in about 15 minutes, talking about Tennessee's win over LSU and all the other things that one can discuss with the one and only Ron Slay. But Ramon, Titans fans are going through different stages of grief, going through a breakup. Grab a pint of ice cream at 9 a.m., sit on the couch, and we'll continue to whisper sweet nothings into your ear.
Cry it out.
Cry it out. We're here. Promise you.
Been a fun show, though.
It has. So we're already in the fourth hour, Will. What the heck?
By.
You're not even on. You're not even on fumes yet. I feel like you got something still left in the tank.
Oh, we're good.
All right.
Hey, built different.
Built different.
I'm built different.
Like my people actually, at Two Rivers Four.
I don't
hashtag
know.
Ad.
Love it. Plug.
Is that good? That was a cool plug. Right?
Hashtag no free shout outs. I don't know why I had energy this morning. Because I couldn't sleep last night.
Just say you were excited to see your homie this morning.
Oh, no, absolutely. Usually I get here by the time y'all are gone.
Lie to me. Come on, Will. Come on. I was excited to come see you. Feed the beast, man. Come on.
It's always fun.
You came here just with a bounce in your step. You had your protein shake.
I was almost late, but yeah, it was good.
No, you were good. Trust me. You were good.
He was getting a call as he was walking up the steps today.
Yeah. But
Jonathan Schaefer with a 5-2 slow run to the microphone
to dab at
that was like a, that was like a 4-2 fast.
4-2 fast.
Answering the phone.
Oh. hoodie season. Hoodie season showing up right now.
That's right.
Lurch behind you. And 3-2-1.
Behind me?
Yeah.
There he is. There's Ron Slay.
Oh, there's Ron Slay.
Look at that.
Ron Slay is a espresso shot on radio.
Yeah, for real.
At 9 a.m.
Straight up. Our listeners have needed that this week.
Yes, they have. As he walks into the studio.
Ooh, oh,
and then walks right back out.
God, dog. He's about to do my Todd Surge and the Macho Man real quick, and he leaves. Tough. Might as well take a call, Will.
Absolutely. Let's do it. 615-737-1045 is the number. Let's go to Brian in Jackson. What's going on, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, y'all?
Not much.
I called in yesterday. Look, y'all, I just want to touch on a few pointers. If Brad Johnson with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can win a Super Bowl, Tannehill can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He really can, because defense is right there. We just need, you know, we tweak it a little bit more. So I don't know what was going on with the play calling out, cuz I called in yesterday and I ragged on
I remember.
On time. And it's not, you know, it's just his first year there, you know, so if Brad Johnson, but because our defense is right there, it's right there. Mm-hmm. We just need to some more stuff. But I just want to know what y'all feel about that. And then another thing, what do y'all think about a dual running back combo, like Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen? We got Henry, Deontay Foreman, and I'm gonna hang up and listen to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Brian.
Just for quick reference on that Tampa Bay team, by the way, led by John Gruden. Also, they had them at the turn of the millennium, and which Mike T, Coach Tomlin, told us that, you know, they hyped those guys up by telling them they were going cyber. They're going global with the, you know, the emergence of the internet. And those dudes built into that too. Yeah. So, and also, we got to talk about the roster also on that team.
Sure.
Left behind by Tony Dungy, right? Am I correct?
That's right.
Pro Bowlers that year, Brad Johnson, Mike Alstott, Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Sheldon Quarles, and John Lynch.
all pro that year.
John Lynch. Woo.
Simeon Rice, first team. Warren Sapp, first team. Derek Brooks, first team. Rondae Barber, second team. Didn't make Pro Bowl, but he made all pro. John Lynch, second team. They had guys, too, now. Now, Brad Johnson, they dragged him along the same way we got to be real what Denver did with Peyton. But there was a lot of firepower on that team.
And that was a different NFL than today's NFL as well.
Running NFL back then.
And talking about Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen in that light, too. One running back is almost one too many for some teams at this point. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year won the Super Bowl, picking up a guy off the street, Leonard Fournette, who obviously was, you know, is better than your average on the street running back, but still was not the focal point of that offense whatsoever.
Also on that staff, Gruden was the head coach. Richard Mann, who's known as a heck of a wide receiver coach, Jay Gruden. Mike Tomlin was the defensive back coach. Money Kiffin, who had installed Tampa 2.
Gosh.
Let's not forget about that, what Tampa 2 did to teams.
That's right.
And also on that team, who's now the Rams DC, Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
This was an all-star team now.
It's a different NFL.
Yeah, and a different NFL.
And now you got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And it's hard to sit over here on this side of things and look at those two guys and think that you're going to have much better chances of getting by them than you did this year when they had to play each other before they were going to play you.
Unless you're going to get five all pros and what is that, seven Pro Bowls, like Indy, but never mind.
Oof. Yeah, Indy, surely, with that many, they had to be, you know.
I'm just giving really good team. Reality to what you're asking, you know, as far as a
honestly
average quarterback.
Honestly, smart, the Titans didn't have that many Pro Bowlers because then they would have lost to Jacksonville. So they were kind of playing chess, if we're being honest.
Look at you, Will. Nice spin. Solid spin right there. Solid spin.
615-737-1045. Thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go next to Ron in Gallatin, hanging out with us. What's going on, Ron?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're morning. Good. Good morning.
I just had a couple of quick comments regarding, well, basically the Titans in general. One is that I really don't think Tannehill is a championship caliber quarterback. I mean, he's just a good game manager. And really, that's about it. When you get to this particular point, you know, in the playoffs and such, you got to have somebody that's going to be able to, you know, make a play to give you guys, give them, you know, some kind of edge of some sort. I don't think Tannehill is capable of doing that. And if I'm playing the Titans, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of load up the box a little bit and make Tannehill beat me because I don't think he can. And then the second point is, why haven't the Titans ever been able to acquire some kind of wide receiver that has quick strike capability, like a Tyreek Hill or someone like that? I mean, we brought in Randy Moss. He was done. Brought in Andre Johnson. He was done. Now it's Julio Jones, who's about done. So those guys really never offer anything in terms of being able to stretch the field.
Right.
So I don't see that, you know, and every year it's the same thing. And I think it was mentioned earlier that, you know, we wanted to try to not make a dumb mistake and just let the defense do its thing. I mean, that's all well and good, but that's almost like playing not to lose.
Yeah,
sure.
And when you get to this point, you can't do that, man. You got to go for it. So, anyway, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen, and I'll listen to you.
Thank you, Ron. We've got Ron Slay sitting next to me over here, and every time I've said Ron, Ron Slay has responded. So, thank you both, Rons, for your interaction with the show today. The issue with this team not having the explosive plays on offense really caught up to them late in the season.
Yeah, it did.
Because when teams could take away A.J. Brown's yards after catch, they took away this team's primary source of explosive plays.
Yep.
Here's the thing that I think we're talking about difference between the old NFL and the new NFL. I think something I've seen more of, Ramon, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, I see a lot more talk about guys like Hunter Renfrow in today's game than I think we did previously. Because offenses are so much more creative in the route trees and in the ways that they use these smaller, shiftier slot guys to get open. And maybe this is recency bias, and you can tell me if it is. But where is the Hunter Renfrow? Maybe it's Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. who's probably there for the Titans at 26. Mm-hmm. I think that slot kind of guy who is able to play in between the linebackers and the middle of the coverages, Titans need a guy who is an intermediate specialist. Because I think the deep specialist is there in A.J. Brown. But the reason why he isn't is because the Titans have no threat in the intermediate passing game of a guy that can make a catch and then break it open from the slot position.
Okay, I hope this list pulls up of what I'm actually about to say right now. Okay, yes, give me one. Come on, internet, real quick. Okay, here we go. Guys drafted last year in the draft. You speak about that slot receiver. I feel like there was a lot of them outside of that those top 10 picks last year, Will. If we go with Rashad Bateman, you love to have him. Elijah Moore, you love to have him.
That was my pick last year for the Titans at 22.
Kadarius Toney, come on now. Like, I
didn't have a great year, but yeah, he's got the tools.
Well, I mean, yeah, Amari Rodgers, Rondale Moore. Like, there was a bunch of guys that happened last year, but Will, you got the ghost of IW still haunting you. Mm-hmm. You weren't afforded that. Imagine what a second – look what second-year Christian Fulton did for this team.
Right.
Imagine having a guy getting some experience.
Justin Jefferson was almost there at 29.
Exactly. So there's – yeah, okay. But there's a lot of guys that were available that you didn't have the luxury of getting.
Right.
Because you had needs in other places. You took a second-round tackle. Instead of a second round weapon.
Yep. That's it. Draft's catching up to him.
So you go free agency. Right. Honestly, you put your feet up against it. You put the salary cap feet up against the fire this offseason if this is what you're trying to do as a team and for the fan base, really.
Coming up next, we introduce Ron Slay into the discussion, talking a little bit of Tennessee hoops, who had a great weekend. Against LSU. Plus, we're going to start with what it was like to watch a Titans game with me.
Oh,
that's what Ron Slay is going to be able to give us some color to, and I'm already regretting bringing this up. It is J. Mart and Ramon. Ron Slay coming up next on 104.5 The Zone.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
J. Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors here in Nashville. Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer, Will Bowling with you. Great to have our guy in the mix, Ron Slay. If you need a little bit of energy and you're driving to work today, we got just the guy for you. What's going on, Slay?
What up? What's happening?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed was I Saturday during the Titans game?
Yeah, well, you I thought it was a moment where I should take Will out to the concourse and just walk him around. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It kind of felt like, come on, man, this is going to be all right. You know what I mean? Like,
I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, it's like you got a lot going on right now, Will. You know what I mean? It ain't worth it.
I hate being as smart as I am because I knew what was going to happen. It really hurts.
I just felt like if Will would have been close to the window, he would have dove. And I was like, no, this ain't the time for that. You know, like, come on, bro. Come on. Like, it's going to be all right. Yeah, come on. Just be cool, little dog. You know what I mean? Put you up under my wing. Yeah, you feel me? Like,
you were looking at me the way Uroš Plavšić was looking at Zakai Ziegler and Kennedy Chandler over the weekend.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, dog. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't worth it, Will. You know, let it go. Let it go.
We're going to need a drop of that cliche for the game. I need a drop of Ron Slay singing Frozen in my ear anytime I'm overreacting.
But guess what, though? I'm gonna tell you what's cold, though.
What's up?
My man, Papa Bowling.
Papa Bowling?
You know, see, you can always depend on Papa Bowling. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's my man right
Slay
there.
Slay looked at me. I was saying something about soccer. I think I was freaking out about an Arsenal game last week.
Yeah.
And Slay looks at me and goes, "Will, you are so weird and your folks are so normal." He said, "What happened? You've got good folks. You got good people. Where did you come from?"
I'm just saying, man. Papa Bowling, man, so relaxed and cool. You know what I mean? If it's going haywire, he's just like, "Hey, man, I'm just going to get another drink or something. Just relax. Everything will be all right."
He is the definition. Papa Bowling is be cool, little dog.
There you go. Yeah, he is. Yeah. That's what he's trying to tell Will. You feel me? Yeah, man. It's all right, though, man. I tell you this, though. I'm going to keep saying it, man. Salute to the Titans fans. Like, Y'all came out. Y'all put it down. The one thing they can't do is say, man, didn't nobody show up for us. It was two-tone boo all through that thing. A little bit of Cincinnati. I just had them breakfast tacos, y'all. Excuse me. A little bit of Cincinnati.
Indigestion.
Yeah, you know.
It's hereditary. I go through the same thing.
My dog. No. I'm just saying, a little Cincinnati sprinkled throughout. But for the most part, two-tone blue all the way through it. And I already said at the end of our show yesterday what the reason was we lost. Fourth quarter comes.
Oh, I heard you talking about it.
Man, them people start playing jump around. Don't nobody want to hear no jump around, man. Well, we be in the city, man. That's what it's about.
That's what I heard you.
But you know, I'm over there now.
There's some people that's on your hit list this offseason.
Oh, yeah. It sure will. PA guys.
Stadium DJ.
DJ. And the funny thing is, Mo, somebody tagged the DJ in the message on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And he went and followed me. And I followed him.
There it is.
To make sure, like, it's a connection now. You see what's going on.
You see me and I see you.
Come on now, little dog.
You ain't got to tell me you're taking my ideas, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay. Just, I mean, everybody need a lob here and there and then, Will. You know what I mean?
Some of the best businesses ever have been stolen.
Come on now. Cut those.
Tell me I'm lying. I had my partner this weekend telling me his homeboy stole his idea about renting out a school.
See what I'm saying?
It's apartments now. He was like, he saw the guy later and was like, you took my idea.
Happens at Sports Talk Radio. Dude
even asked him, man, you, anything else you want to do? It's like
Sports Talk Radio is just repackaging the ideas that everyone's done forever.
It's life. I tell you one idea that need to be stolen, though.
What?
Is get you a Patty or Joshua or somebody like that. That's
where
what this fan base is. Get you a Patrick Mahomes.
That's what they're looking
get
for.
Get you a Josh Allen.
So yeah.
Get you a Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Get you a Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
That's an idea that's been pondering the last. Ron, we passed the 48-hour rule.
Yeah, we're way past it.
And that's still the conversation. Man, Will heard it this morning.
Guess why, though? Because the people keep on the Band-Aid on it, but they keep on, like, you know, when you was a little kid, you pull it up a little bit to look at it, see if it's healing.
Yeah.
And when you put it back down, the Band-Aid don't stick the same, so it just pop out. And that's where we at, man. You know what I mean? Leave the Band-Aid alone, people. Let it heal. It's going to be okay. Shave got some peroxide in there somewhere. I just squirt it on there.
Get some
the best producer in the world. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Now, how you
going
to find
Schaefer,
that,
how's bragging camp going?
How you
going? How's bragging camp?
Else, boy.
Play that again.
That was something else, boy.
The best producer in the world.
Schaefer staying overnight.
My old school.
Schaefer staying overnight.
My old school.
Hey, don't hurt yourself reaching around your back and
you, Aaron Rodgers.
Goodness sakes.
He got hits for days. You
better quit playing with him.
The question for both of you guys.
Yo.
From a former athlete's perspective. Because I know everybody's different on stuff like this, and on a smaller perspective, I kind of had my own things after a bad game or a bad performance.
Yeah,
going into an off season, that's a different animal because I imagine a lot of athletes, the routine is different week to week than it is for an entire off season,
mm-hmm.
and you hear a lot of the stories of, you know, oh, I was back in the gym the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing workouts the day after our loss.
Okay,
like
JJ,
that's not real, is it? That doesn't actually happen.
It depends on your age.
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead.
Like, how did y'all go into an off season when it didn't go the way you wanted?
I think that's the biggest thing. What Mom said. It depends on your age, man. Because as a vet, and I say a vet, but 4 or 5 years into the game, or you know what I mean, been to deep playoff runs or whatever it may be, been to some games in the playoffs that really really sting. My thing is the best thing to me after that 5 or 6 year mark was to get away from the game.
Right.
I had to take it like a week, 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Because when you come back, you lock it in longer than you did the year before.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what you poured into it. And now you coming in this offseason like, man, what could I have done more
that
year before to make sure I would have got over the hump or I could have helped us get over the hump? So you don't want to take anything for granted. You really, really pushing and you diving all the way in, man. So that's from my point of view, I was going to get away from the game. But I do know people that dove in. Like when I was younger, University of Tennessee, and that stage, like when we got put out the NCAA tournament, man, we went to Panama City Beach. That got cut short because they fired Jerry Green.
Right.
We came back, drove back, got there. And then it was kind of like all a blur till the semester was over, second semester was over. But as soon as it was over, like, we flew to Oakland. Me, Vincent Yarbrough, Dale Baker, I think just us three. And we started working out, like really putting in the work because everybody else was leaving.
Yeah, sure.
It was just going to be me, Vince, and Slip. Of course, we got John Higgins, but he want to do schoolwork and stuff. We trying to get to the league. So, you know what I mean? We had other priorities. You feel what I'm saying? So we went locked in all the way, you know what I mean? And learned how to train like a pro. So it started something different right then. But I definitely would walk away. What would you do, Savager?
Man, it was dependent on the years. Like if I was done early, I was right back to the facility. Yeah. Like about a week after.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And in my older years, let's say, I'll be real with you, second contracting up.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then right back into the lab. You don't want to not do anything to where you got to fully reset in the off season.
Right. Sure.
And the thing is, too, also, when we got put out, didn't go to the playoffs. Now that I think of it, it was probably a little bit longer. It was probably about 3.5 weeks of just active rest. I might ride the bike. I'm doing something. I'm fully deprogramming because it's a lot that goes into the season. But I wasn't starting no later than the week before the Super Bowl if we were out of the playoffs pretty soon.
I think everybody certainly is different. I usually kind of err on the side of, you know, set really specific goals for what you want to do next.
Yep.
And allow yourself to just kind of mentally take a break. I had a coach tell me at one point that you get a certain amount of emotional energy for an entire season.
Yeah.
And you don't use a playoff amount of emotional energy in week one, because then by the time you get to the playoffs, emotionally you're drained. You got nothing left. And it's all about budgeting the mental and emotional aspects of the game. So I was curious too, just kind of how y'all felt about that. Two different sports and kind of different contexts of when a season ends and what those goals are. But
it's about the same, though, because it's strenuous on your body, man.
Right.
And then more so when you become a vet, it's more so the mental of it. Like, you gotta really, because you're doing more than taking care of yourself. You know what I mean? You're taking care of the guys up under you. Like, it's more responsibility of knowing where people supposed to be, not just your position. So you got to guide them, and then they ain't never been that deep in that run that you're trying to go on. So you got to explain to them, hey, y'all, this is what I would do. You know what I mean? I get a little extra sleep right here. I would eat now instead of, like, you know, it's so much, man, that goes into a season, dog. Like, it's unthinkable and unimaginable to the fan. You know what I'm saying? Because you see what's put out there on Saturday.
Yep.
When we saw it out there on Saturday, man, y'all got to come with it. Man, the build up for them 2 weeks, that's another thing. Them buys, man. Like, I'm all for the buys. And this team, I think, really needed it.
Definitely.
Yeah, they did.
But, man, it is different when you got to watch your peers play and a lot of the people are out and it's just y'all. Now it's only two. Green Bay and Tennessee was the only ones watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, your build up and anxiety is there, man. You want to hit. Like, it's a lot you want to do, dog. I'm telling you, it's different.
So, speaking of guys that have gotten their teammates involved and engaged and are rallying the troops a little bit. Shifting gears to Tennessee basketball, how about Uroš Plavšić?
Yeah.
A guy that nobody expected to be the starting center for Tennessee basketball. A guy that certainly I don't think any of us expected to have a career-high 28 minutes and 12.6 rebounds in Tennessee's win over LSU. So for those of you that were like me and Ron Slay, who were maybe at the Titans game, Tennessee fans who didn't see this LSU game, or those of you that just said, no, I'm going to worry about that later. Well, it's later. If you're a Titans fan looking for therapy and you're a Tennessee fan, we'll give you a couple minutes of Tennessee LSU talk, because Slay, Uroš Plavšić has kind of been a shot in the arm for Tennessee.
Yeah. Big Uroš, he knows what to do, man. And that's the thing about when you're able to sit back and watch the person in front of you. That's why I love to thrive in the six-man position. You get to sit back and watch the game. Yeah. Like, it's no way. And this is what I believe Fulkerson should be taking advantage of at this moment, too. It's no way, and I promise you this, at this age, right now, I can sit and watch a game, and then they sub me in, and you expect to match my energy.
Right.
If you've been on the floor. Like, if your coach don't sub when I come in the game, y'all whole team in trouble. Not who guard me. The entire team is in trouble. Because I just had to sit there and watch for 4 minutes, rocking back and forth. Whether we winning or losing. Whichever one is going to put me on an emotional high regardless. If I'm winning, I'm going to be like, ooh, I want to add to it. If we're losing, ooh, I got to change it. Come on, you feel what I'm saying?
And he only played 14 minutes on Saturday.
Fulkerson. Impact. Yeah. That's the biggest thing to it. How can you impact the game? And he's willing to impact the game in any way possible, whether it's edge, defense, rebounding, pushing somebody down, taking the charge, taking the foul, getting on your teammate. You got to be willing to do that. And you got to have people like that. Anytime you can look to the bench, man, ask any starter. If you got a real successful team, they got one guy they can look to when things ain't going right, and they be looking at the coach like, hey, man, put dude in, man.
Yeah.
Put him in, man, so we can get going. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, dude, Euros, he's thriving in that spot. And I equate that, too. Not to go back to it. I don't want to look under the Band-Aid. But
sure.
When you got a guy like Deontay Foreman who's rolling, and you got a guy like Derrick Henry, sometimes you gotta go with your gut and pull it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he could have stuck with Fulkerson and nobody would have been mad.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But we said coming out of that game, remember I called you and told you, I said, hey man, it gotta be a lineup change.
Yep.
It has to be. Going into this Vanderbilt game, it has to be a lineup change. If not, this season going downhill.
And it's kind of the last card that Rick Barnes has to play to motivate John Fulkerson.
Yeah.
It's the last thing he can do.
And then it's not even about motivating him. It's about not letting his team go down the drain.
Right.
You know, more so. Because listen, Fulkerson, if you can't get it together, hey, my brother, I love you to death. Been 6-7 years, but we going on, man.
Yeah.
And you know where the train is going.
Yep.
So, I mean.
So that's the biggest thing when it comes to him. And, Ron, you've been a starter. Will you start and stuff as far as your sports world? Like, when you become the guy and you see them chipping away at your ankles a little bit, and one thing I did not want to do ever, when I got the taste of starting, man, y'all are going to put me on that sideline. So that lineup change in the Vanderbilt game, is that what it's going to take to get Fulky over the edge, though?
We sure hope
Because if he's right-minded, man, coach, I ain't coming off no bench.
Yeah.
We listened to the intros last night in the basketball. I want my name called.
Yeah, ain't nothing like it.
Is that selfish to say? Like, he needs to be a part of that movement?
He should be. Remember, that's why he came back. Remember, he kneeled down, kissed the floor on senior night last year. Like, it meant so much to him. It still mean that much to you? Show me.
Yeah.
Show me. You got the opportunity. Because if you don't forget, we just talked about 2 weeks ago, Huntley Hatfield is the guy coming to practice, too.
Yeah.
That's impressing Barnes.
Yeah.
Olivier still coming along also.
And coaches don't say that.
Come on now. Euro's coming along out. Now, in a minute, you go from the starter to All-SEC performer to the fourth option because we'll move Josiah James to the four.
Right.
I like mafia movies, okay? Casino, Goodfellas.
Love them.
It's almost like Rick Barnes is in a situation, you force my hand. What happens when that happens?
That is.
What happens when you force my hand?
Right. I'm hollering.
You got to go.
There's
a horse head in your head.
Yeah.
You force my hand.
Luca Brasi.
Yeah.
Luca Brasi with the fishes.
We talked about Pesci walking in the door.
Come on, man. I mean, it is what it is. But the thing is, man, what helps this whole situation, the team is rolling.
Okay.
If you put Euros in and the team doesn't turn around, he's giving you a something else that you can lean on, which is consistency. You got that with him in the post. That's big time. And him knowing his role. He's creating confidence for others to be able to come out there and fight. Now you got Santi out there ready to fight, Ziggler out there ready to fight, Kennedy out there. Like,
they look like they care a lot more.
It's different.
It really
is. Last week was I asked Shafe, and he didn't respond to my text. And I don't know why he didn't. This is a problem.
Not the best producer in the world.
No, that's my guy. But outside the studio is where we're going to have a problem. I text this man. He did not respond to my text. I wanted to ask, what's a different way for me to say Kahuna check?
I never got that. I seriously never got
that. You
got to
look at it, Shafe.
Let me go.
I'm
telling you. But I didn't say that great phrase. Text.
It would have been phrasing.
Android hates.
Thank you, Shay. It would have been phrasing if I would have came in and said it like. But it's not, like, because it ain't a gut check.
Yeah.
gut check, man, when you done got punched, you got to get up. Like, these right here, we checking you.
Yeah. Hey, somebody spelled it out early.
When we were little, you used to have to go get the, they used to check for hernias. They used to tell you to cough. Yeah, that's what we checking
I
for.
I hadn't seen it yet today, Slay. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay, see, thank you. Man. So, think about how to tell me how I phrase this, though. Because I don't, like, it's, because it ain't, because it means something.
Check. Well, you can say, you can say cup check.
Boom!
You can say cup.
That's why I hit you up, because of stuff like that.
I'm sorry, I've been a little busy today.
What you doing, running the show?
Answering the phone more than I have in my entire life.
But that's what it is, man. World. It's a cup check. And that week was that. Vandy, they stepped up. Yeah. They could have folded. Yeah. Yeah. And shout out to Vandy. Vandy could have folded, too. Yeah. They didn't. They fought. But we fought harder. LSU, you got pumped.
Yeah, they did.
At LSU, I saw, man, them people was bouncing.
Talk
I called
about how
Moe
mad
immediately. Dude, I called him immediately like, dude, I want to get up at the scores table like, hey, man, I can't talk to them folks like that, man. Hell wrong with y'all. Man. But see.
They got the message.
They got it.
It took them a little while.
It took it.
And like Jonathan Schaefer not opening his text yet, it took them until, you know, after a busy day at work, but they got the message.
And it's the best like producer in the world, man. It's like it's points like that in the season. And I know we finna break. It's points like that in the season. Yeah. When we went on a run, we had a point like that when we played Florida. Florida came in, Donnell Harvey was on the court. Big Hathaway and a couple more guys was out there warming up when we had Thompson Bowler. Donnell Harvey come on the court and come down to our end and start warming up. Now, we ain't out there yet.
Oh.
About three or four of them is. He go down there and start warming up with them and taking the balls and launching them.
What? Can't do that.
Big Hack said, hold on, man, and pushed them. You know what I mean? So they lock up. By the time we done got the word, Florida come out the locker room, we come out the locker room. What's up? Let's get it on. We don't need no game. What you talking about? We don't need no jump ball or nothing to get it on. What you mean?
So
that was the test right there.
So hold
just
up.
Just saying.
Since you said, so basically Green Bay, they didn't have no cup check this weekend.
Okay.
Because Robbie Gould. I ain't ever seen this happen.
Yeah, doing warm-ups, doing the lineup.
That was wild.
Alpha. Ron, I'm serious.
A kicker, Alpha, and Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm gone.
Ron Slay, thank you.
Onion check is what somebody called.
I like cup check.
I mean, you can keep him for the last segment if you want to.
Sure. You can't keep me if they don't want to. If they want to.
Hey, hang around.
That door is always open. You came here, ate tacos.
Is the light on for me?
Hey, one final segment left of the show. Some breaking Titans news, courtesy of our Brent Doherty this morning.
Mail.
And confirmed by Buck Rising. We'll get you a Titans breaking story on the way out. Get you ready for the Buck Rising show as well. One final segment. J-Mart and Ramon, it's 104.5 The Zone. It's the Ron Slay theme song of J-Mart and Ramon. Ramon Foster, Ron Slay, Jonathan Schaefer, Will Bowling with you. Special thanks to Mike Janitti of Spot Track hanging out with us today. Check out the podcast if you missed it. And our guy Ron Slay still hanging out with us here. Buck Rising show coming up next. And a little bit of breaking Titans news. We'll get to that. But first we go to Cousin Andrew of the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline waiting patiently to hang out with us. What's going on, Andrew?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
So I had this big elaborate take, but since we're almost to the end of the show, screw it. I'm just going to go petty. First of all, anybody who doesn't understand why Ron Slay doesn't have a roof on his car needs to look at this Jolly Green Giant. This man's a monster. You can see him walking around behind Will Bowling, and he just the proportions there. It's out of the screen.
That's great.
Secondly, they call what's his name? Called Ramon Jerome earlier, and I was sitting here looking at the screen, and I see Will Bowling and Ramon Foster, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, anytime Will's in for J-Mart, y'all need to call this show Timon and Pumbaa, because Will looks just like Timon, and Ramon, you could go for a Pumbaa. Lastly, Ron and Schaefer can attest to this. Saturday, I saw you as a 70-year-old white man. This dude was getting Buffalo Wild Wings pumped. I encourage you to go look on my timeline on Twitter, and you will see what your future holds. Hey, you know what? Drink your sorrows away. The Titans lost. Let's move on to the offseason. See you, fellas.
That is Andrew.
Well done, Cousin Andrew. Thank you for the call.
Grow up, Andrew.
I like that one.
The dude that was behind us in the Buffalo Wild Wings had his pants halfway down the crack of his
He needed to watch the way he
every first down, he'd go, move the jet. It was obnoxious. Like, even plumbers called me like, dude, you got to pull your pants.
How you not?
I'm going to put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen, really cracks me up.
Hey, you don't feel that draft hitting your cheeks
you
like
got
that?
To, man.
That was definitely
you
got cheeks.
All right, anyway. A little bit of breaking Titans news here. Brent Doherty of 3HL.
Hey, now.
Mayor.
Slay, is your co-host a Big J journalist?
People are
asking.
A who?
People.
A Big J journalist.
Not me, but people. He's a Big J journalist. You capitalize the J when you talk about Brent Doherty as a journalist.
We'll have to
figure
you
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joke woof.
Oh, man, y'all know I'm out here.
Whoosh.
Hey, man, I'm out in these streets, man. Y'all you trying are. To pull me into the office, oh, man. What's up?
Brent Doherty reporting that Titans inside linebackers coach Jim Haslett is out. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And our Buck Rising confirms that story this morning.
Yeah.
That Jim Haslett is out. Not alone, though. John Glennon. Is confirming that and adding assistant D-line coach Kenechi Udeze, assistant strength and conditioning coach Matt Edwards, and assistant strength and conditioning coach Mondre G, either way.
Mm-hmm.
So four changes. And Buck Rising adding on Twitter this morning, it would be a big surprise if Todd Downing does not return, was his opinion this morning.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The way you phrase that, Will, is like, well, yeah, Haslett's not alone.
Yeah,
other people
man, got somebody else.
Yeah. But, Will, I think your point earlier, though, about a consultant helping this offense move forward, as same as a defense, might be a better move if you – I mean, Buck's confirming that Todd's probably not moving on.
Right. Who's the Jim Schwartz of the offense?
Who's the Jim Schwartz of the offense, Ron?
Me.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, a cool 120,000 out.
Yeah, they got to get me out. They got to get me off Tecmo Bowl style because that's what Downing on right now. We got to upgrade to the Madden.
You got to go to Blitz.
Hands off to Bo Jackson.
That's it.
There you go. Hey, fun show today. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Loaded lines all day. And hey, Bron Slade, thanks for hanging out as well.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys having me in, man. And remember,
your Twitter fingers and your mic.
Always hot. We'll see ya.
That was good. Yep.
I pissed down my leg.